Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Hey, it is our Music and Inspiration Conference today. We've been talking about this for so long. We're so encouraged and inspired and excited that you all will be blessed. We're hoping that you're going to join us down at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in just a little while, and also at our finale concert at the Lea Chorus Center on the main campus of Temple University. That happens later on this evening. And right in line with our excitement of the day. Today's program is called Today is the Day, and we'd love for you to share in this beautiful day. So give us a call at 855-454-5905. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I'm your co-host. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening. Philadelphia, today is the day. You know how it goes, right? Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. But you know what? It's, what, 2 hours, less than 2 hours away for us in terms of the Inspiration and Music Conference, specifically the Marriage Beyond the Vows workshop. You've been waiting for it. You've been asking for it. It's our fourth annual. It's obviously bigger and better than ever with David and Tamala Mann. We got Pastor Jenkins. It's going to be amazing. And even in studio, we have some very special guests that I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But as always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much for your love and your guidance, Father, and the hope that you always give us, Father. We are not hopeless. And Father, I pray that today will be the day, Father, the day that our relationships grow and change, that we have hope. I know there are many who are hurting right now. Even as we are airing right now and talking about marriages and relationships, we know many who are hurting, who are wondering if they're going to be able to make it, Father. And I pray that your spirit will be with us. I pray that today's conference would inspire and bless so many. And Father, I also pray that you just bind the enemy who is trying to kill and steal and destroy. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And I have a theme scripture that I want to share. I'm going to read this to you here. It's from the book of Corinthians, but it says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, and now is the day of salvation." Mm. You know, it seems like a lot of times, especially when it comes to marriages, that we wait, we procrastinate. You know, it's interesting that if we were to treat other areas of our lives that way, we would be in a lot of trouble, right? If we just waited, you know, to fix that boiler when we heard it making noise.
Yikes.
And then we have no heat, or you know, we wait to, you know, fix that transmission, we'll get stuck in the middle of the road. But why is it that when we know something's wrong with our marriage, we wait to fix it? We wait till it's so bad that we feel like now we're about to get divorced, we're about to get separated, then we say, let's help, let's get help. And like we mentioned earlier, today is the day we're going to have our Inspiration and Music Conference. Our workshop is going to be life-changing. It's going to be phenomenal. You don't want to miss it. If you've been on the fence, this is the decision you should make. You need to come down to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Right now, I want to introduce some very special guests who've traveled all the way from Georgia. To bring, and they brought some good weather with them up on the way. But we have Terry Allen and his wife Annette Allen, and Terry played with the NFL for what, 13 years?
12 years.
12 years. 12 years. You know, a little at 12 plus. He had 12 years with the NFL. I think the majority of that career you played with the Washington Redskins. That's
yes,
correct.
That's correct.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know we've become friends, you know, I would say the last year or so. We even spent some good time in the Bahamas together. But the Allens have been married for how long now?
23 years.
23 years. And, awesome. You know, many of you wonder, you know, what is it like to be married to someone who's a professional athlete? So Annette has a lot to share with that. They've had some ups and downs like so many of us, but they're victorious, 23 years and strong. Obviously, I know you have some beautiful grandkids, but tell us a little bit of yourself and share a little bit about your life and your marriage.
Well, as you alluded to, I was a 12-year veteran of the NFL, and that really took its toll on my wife because as a young man going into the NFL, I took football for granted and put it above my family and my wife. And it caused a lot of problems because as a young man, I didn't have that father figure or see my father as a husband, to my mother. I didn't have that around to have something to pattern my life from. So I just thought that because I was providing for my family, I was being the man that I was supposed to be, when actually what they needed was not for me just to keep the lights on and food on the table, but they needed me as a person in the household. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't always there because I didn't know how to be that guy.
And you know what's interesting? When you think about a football player, you're a big guy. You think about, wow, this guy knows how to be a man. But being a man and being a husband and being a father is not exactly the same thing. So I appreciate you sharing that, and even the example that you didn't have. And I know something we've talked about and you're really passionate about is helping younger men to be able to have some direction,
yes,
especially professional athletes. Now, Annette, what was that like for you? And, of course, things have changed, but he said, he put football before the marriage. I mean, you don't want anything above your marriage. You definitely don't want football. Many wives struggle with the brothers, their husbands just watching the game. Your man was playing the game. And so what was that like for you?
I'm a fan of football, so I was very supportive in his career, very supportive at the fact that he wanted to master his craft, and he did. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 12 years, right?
When it came to our relationship, I wanted him to pay that same attention. Mm. We were a young couple, and our relationship wasn't based on faith. So a lot of the time, we would have conflicts, and I didn't go to God in prayer about it.
Wow.
And I think what we know now, had we known it then, we would have been able to weather those storms a little bit better. I would have had more faith, and I could have gotten through a lot of the.
So what will you do? All right. So let's say, for example, you feel, you're supportive to your husband. Obviously, you're married to a celebrity, a high profile man. But then you just felt like, I just want to connect. I know, like my wife, she just wants me around. She wants to connect. And when I'm around, she really wants me around. So I can't be doing something else. And so, instead of going to prayer, what will you do? What would be a typical thing? Did you argue with him? Did you complain? I mean,
was a lot of complaining, okay, a lot of arguing, a lot of shopping.
Oh, a lot of shopping. Oh, man.
And calling other friends or family members and just discussing some of my concerns. And I just chose not to take it to God, and I don't know why. And I mean, we both grew up in the church. My mother encouraged me to always stay in prayer about things. But a lot of times when you're in battle, you want to try to fix it yourself.
Wow.
And you don't know any different.
Wow, wow.
So when you know better, you do better.
Okay. Now let me ask you. So obviously Terry retired, and he retired from football, but he didn't retire from life, right? He didn't retire from work. And so did things just automatically change, or did instead of football, did it become the job? Like, was there a substitute? Was there some other challenges you had to overcome? Or did, was football the issue, and then all of a sudden, things were kind of normal?
Well, I don't think it was necessarily football was the issue. I think it was more me. Mm. I was the issue because I didn't know how to separate, my things outside of my marriage and put it in the right order. And until I got back into the church and was around people who could help me, because I couldn't help myself. Like I said earlier, I thought just because I was providing, and providing well, that was good enough, and it really wasn't. And the things that I was missing out on was I wasn't being there for my wife. I wasn't being supportive to her like she was supportive to me.
Sure.
I was selfish because I was so wrapped up in Terry Allen, the football player. And then after football was over there, there was Terry Allen, the ex-football player. Mm-hmm. And, there was still...
It was always Terry Allen. It's like, where's Annette? Where's
exactly.
It's not Terry and Annette Allen.
Exactly, right. Exactly. And until I got back, got back into the church and rededicated my life and saw where I was missing out. And I wasn't happy until I started to get things lined up.
I love it. Hold that thought, Annette. We're going to take a brief break.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to hear from Annette, And we'll take some calls. So we'll give out the number one more don't go anywhere. We will be right back. We have Terry and Annette Allen here in studio, live in the studio.
And if you want to join us via the telephone, just give us a call at 855-454-5905. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.